Welcome back to NewsRamp Business and Corporate for Tuesday morning, April 14th, 2026. As always, real news stories with AI narration. Visit newsramp.com for the full articles. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here we go.
Investor News breaks Focus Universal Inc. prices $4 million private placement with warrants. Focus Universal has priced a $4 million private placement with institutional investors for common stock, pre-funded warrants, and Series A and Series B warrants at $3.58 per unit. The offering, expected to close on April 7, 2026, will support general corporate purposes and working capital. Aegis Capital Corp. is the exclusive placement agent for this at-the-market transaction under NASDAQ rules.
A news breaks, Lantern Pharma launches with Zeta.ai platform, opens new revenue stream. Lantern Pharma has launched with Zeta.ai platform, a new AI platform for rare cancer drug discovery, offering subscriptions for academic and commercial use. This move opens a non-dilutive revenue stream for the company and showcases its capabilities in molecular design and clinical development. The platform will be featured at an investor event in New York on April 16th and at the AACR annual meeting in San Diego from April 17th to 22nd.
GeoVax positions GeoMVA to address supply constraints in global Mpox and smallpox vaccine market. GeoVax Labs, Inc. highlights the urgent challenges in the global orthopox virus vaccine market due to supply constraints. The company's GeoMVA vaccine candidate aims to address the limited supply, ending the current monopoly and increasing access worldwide. With a procurement-driven market structure and increasing demand, GeoVax believes GeoMVA is positioned as a second-source MVA vaccine candidate ready for Phase 3 initiation in 2026.
SkyX signs strategic partnership agreement with prominent European hotel and real estate developer Jean-Francois Ott, founder of Group OT, to deploy its advanced and smart electrical technologies as a brand standard throughout its hotels and buildings. SkyX has signed a strategic partnership agreement with prominent European hotel and real estate developer Jean-Francois Ott, founder of Group OT. This collaboration will deploy SkyX's advanced and smart electrical technologies as a brand standard throughout Group OT's hotels and buildings in Europe. The agreement aims to reduce up to 90% of time and cost during renovations and new builds, with discussions ongoing for similar partnerships with additional hotel groups and owners. Focus Universal Inc. announces completed conversion results for Series A and B preferred shares. Focus Universal Inc. announced the completion of the conversion results for its Series A and B preferred shares. All 8,236 Series B shares have been converted, with 85.1% converted on April 6th and the remaining redeemed on April 13th. The company also converted 100% of its 750,000 Series A shares in 2025. CFO Irving Cao highlighted the company's commitment to financial health and long-term growth, thanking shareholders for their support. MiraOne Medical Technologies announces reverse stock split to regain NASDAQ compliance. MiraOne Medical Technologies Corporation announced a 1-for-6 reverse stock split to regain compliance with the NASDAQ. The split will take effect on April 15, 2026, with trading on a split-adjusted basis starting on April 16, 2026. This move is part of the company's strategy to meet the minimum bid price requirement for continued listing on the NASDAQ capital market.
Pondell Wilkinson expands national IRPR presence. Pondell Wilkinson expands its national IRPR presence by adding senior executives from Ann Redder & Company in New York and Connecticut, following the retirement of Principal Stephen S. Ann Redder. CEO Roger Pondell stated, We are pleased to grow our footprint on the East Coast and further strengthen our ability to represent publicly traded, pre-public, and private companies in multiple sectors. The expansion follows a strategic partnership with Todd Carley and MKR Investor Relations in early 2025, broadening the firm's service offerings in the technology sector, including AI.
Charbonne unveils its 2026 to 2030 strategic plan, a transformation towards an integrated high-value industrial gas group. Charbonne Corporation unveils its 2026 to 2030 strategic plan, focusing on becoming an integrated high-value industrial gas group. The plan includes expanding into UHP gases, specialty gases, and industrial atmospheric gases in North America. With a two-pillar strategy and a disciplined operating model, Charbonne aims to strengthen its presence in key industries like semiconductors, AI, pharmaceuticals, and aerospace. The company also plans targeted international expansion in Europe and Asia Pacific, emphasizing quality, reliability, and speed of execution.
Isaiah Enterprises advances its proprietary EcoBlend platform with progress on active OEM programs, scalable manufacturing, and audit progress. Isaiah Enterprises advances its proprietary EcoBlend platform with progress on active OEM programs, scalable manufacturing, and audit progress. The company continues to scale its EcoBlend materials platform, engage on potential OEM program conversions, and strengthen its manufacturing and financial infrastructure. Through its EcoBlend materials, Isaiah Enterprises offers drop-in replacements for traditional resins, supporting sustainable composite materials for automotive and industrial applications.
PlanOptic AG, final figures for 2025. PlanOptic AG confirms its 2025 financial figures, reporting a consolidated revenue of €11,274,000, down from €11,858,000 in the previous year. EBITD decreased to €1,602,000, EBT at €129,000, and EBT at €15,000. Net profit for the year was €59,000. The full annual report will be released on April 29, 2026.
Network news breaks: Beyond Meat Inc. collapse from $14 billion darling to penny stock reflects deeper structural issues. Beyond Meat Inc. has plummeted from a $14 billion valuation to penny stock levels due to declining sales, increased losses, fierce competition, and waning consumer interest. The company faces challenges like shrinking market share, high price gaps with traditional meat, and mounting operational losses. Shareholder dilution, management concerns, and the risk of NASDAQ delisting add to the pressure. Despite restructuring efforts, Beyond Meat struggles with financial instability and changing consumer preferences away from premium plant-based options.
Lixt Biotechnology. Lixt T reports interim ovarian cancer trial results at SGO conference. Plus BioT Biotechnology Holdings reported interim results from an ovarian cancer trial at the SGO conference. Preliminary data from 20 patients showed a 40% disease control rate and positive survival trends with LB100 and dostarlimab combination therapy. The company plans to continue enrollment for further investigation into enhancing immunotherapy response in ovarian clear cell carcinoma.
Digital sovereignty mastermind Rafael Donadio's high-stakes mission to shield American public infrastructure. Rafael Donadio, a pivotal figure in the U.S. tech landscape, honored with Top Entrepreneurs Award, is reshaping the role of software architect. His work focuses on securing American public infrastructure, drawing on experience from revolutionizing Argentina's economy. At Emerge America's 2025, he highlighted the urgency of zero-trust architecture, providing elite cybersecurity to local government frameworks. Donadio's commitment to technological sovereignty ensures public safety and education access to cutting-edge technology. PPAC Capital promotes Roz Osler to Senior Vice President, Head of Asset Management. PPAC Capital has promoted Roz Osler to Senior Vice President, Head of Asset Management. In this role, she will oversee operations, equipment management practices, internal controls, and reporting for PPAC Capital's equipment finance and leasing subsidiary. With 20 years of experience in finance, Ms. Osler brings a wealth of knowledge to her new position. For more information, visit www.ppacprivate.com.
Renny Robotics to showcase autonomous mowing technology at eEmerge Americas 2026. Renny Robotics will debut its autonomous mowing technology at eEmerge Americas in Miami this May. The robot, designed for utility-scale solar farms, features advanced LiDAR, camera, and AI technology for safe operation. Originally a commercial solution, the platform now serves both civilian and military markets, thanks to partnerships securing SBIR funding for critical advancements. Attendees can witness live demonstrations at the conference, showcasing the robot's capabilities.
Mining news breaks. Lahontan Gold Corp. reports strong cyanide extraction results at West Santa Fe project. Lahontan Gold Corp. revealed strong cyanide extraction results at the West Santa Fe project. With gold averaging 81% and silver 60%, surpassing previous projections, these findings support cost-effective recovery methods and ongoing exploration efforts. The company aims to expand a mineralized footprint before releasing a mineral resource estimate later this year.
The Latina Expo National Tour 2026 expands across major U.S. cities, elevating Latina leadership and economic influence. The tour, known as the largest Latina empowerment and lifestyle event in North America, will visit Houston, Dallas, San Diego, Miami, and Chicago. Founded in 2018, the Latina Expo aims to unite Latinas, families, entrepreneurs, and cultural leaders through immersive experiences, media exposure, and digital amplification.
SafePro Group, Inc. appoints Chief Operating Officer, is also awarded government support order for its edge processing solution. SafePro Group, Inc. has appointed decorated CCOCM Joint Acquisition Task Force Commander Jarrett Matthews as Chief Operating Officer. Matthews brings over 25 years of experience to the table. Additionally, the company has been awarded a support contract for their AI edge processing solution by the U.S. government.
LaFleur Minerals, Inc. is nearing the restart of gold production this quarter, with the first gold pour on the horizon. The company plans to use a bulk sample from its Swanson Gold project to increase the daily processing capacity of the Beacon Gold Mill in Canada's Abitibi Greenstone Belt. Despite recent price fluctuations, gold remains near record levels, providing a favorable market for LaFleur's strategic mine-to-mill project.
Investor News Breaks, Greenland Energy Company featured in Network Newswire editorial on global energy supply pressures. Greenland Energy Company has been featured in a Network Newswire editorial discussing global energy supply pressures. The editorial highlights geopolitical tensions and disruptions in critical shipping routes, emphasizing the importance of companies like Greenland Energy advancing resource development in stable regions. Greenland Energy's exploration efforts in the Jameson Land Basin position it as a key player in strengthening Western energy independence.
Iomed Newsbreaks, Lixdi Biotechnology Holdings, Inc. reports interim ovarian cancer trial results at ESGO conference. Lixdi Biotechnology Holdings reported interim results from clinical trial at the ESGO conference. The study evaluated LB100 with dostarlimab, showing a 40% disease control rate and promising survival trends in ovarian clear cell carcinoma. The company plans to continue enrollment for further investigation into enhancing immunotherapy response. For more information, visit the company's website. Green Energy Breaks. American Fusion Inc. highlights commercial strategy, partnerships at ARPA-E Energy Innovation Summit. Green Energy Breaks. American Fusion Inc. highlighted its commercial strategy and partnerships at the ARPA-E Energy Innovation Summit. The company focused on advancing its Texatron TM roadmap, targeting data centers as initial customers for high-density power solutions, evaluating supply chain partnerships for critical inputs, and exploring potential capital markets expansion. For more information, visit American Fusion's website. Tech Media Breaks. Mind Biotherapeutics Corp., CSE, MBIO, Frankfurt, WF6, OTCQB. MemBQIF develops Intox Collect, TM, to scale AI voice-based intoxication detection. Tech Media Breaks reports that Mind Biotherapeutics Corp. has developed Intox Collect, TM, to scale AI voice-based intoxication detection. The technology allows for rapid data collection and analysis across various substances using voice and facial recognition. This advancement enhances the company's AI model, which predicts drug and alcohol intoxication with high accuracy. Testing of Edge AI Kiosk devices is expected to begin in the second quarter of 2026.
Why the capital markets broker is the most important person in your deal? The capital markets broker plays a crucial role in commercial real estate transactions, acting as the nucleus that ties together buyer, sellers, and lenders. Kulby Culbertson, founder of Culbertson Holdings, emphasizes the importance of a good broker in maximizing deals. With extensive experience in closing over $520 million in loans, Culbertson's team analyzes financials and leverages their network to find the best financing solutions. Learn more at culbertsonholdings.com.
Mission IR News Breaks. Nikola Mining Inc. prices $6 million U.S. public offering of ADS units. Nikola Mining Inc. has priced its U.S. underwritten public offering of 930,233 American Depositary Shares and accompanying warrants at $6.45 per unit, expecting gross proceeds of about $6 million. Each ADS represents 12 common shares, with warrants exercisable at KD $12.22 13 for 5 years. Trading on the NASDAQ Capital Market is set for April 13, 2026, with closing on April 14, 2026. Proceeds will fund mill expansion, capital expenditures, and working capital, with underwriters granted a 45-day option for additional securities.
Biomed News Breaks. Oregenix Inc. NYSE American OGEN doses first patient in Phase 2A trial of concussion treatment. NYSE American. Oregenix Inc. NYSE American OGEN has begun dosing the first patient in its Phase 2A clinical trial for ONP-002. A potential treatment for concussion and mild traumatic brain injury. The trial, conducted at Mackay Hospital in Australia, marks a significant milestone for the company as it aims to address the unmet medical needs in brain injuries with its innovative intranasal neurosteroid approach.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Seabridge Gold Inc. 4Q25. Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Seabridge Gold Inc., a North American gold copper developer with the KSM project. The company aims to maximize per-share value through joint ventures rather than self-funding mine builds. Despite a market cap of $3.4 billion, Seabridge appears undervalued, with catalysts expected to unlock value. Key highlights include progress on a potential KSM JV, a courageous lake spin-out in 2026, and a valuation disconnect versus asset value.
Defense News Breaks. SafePro Group Inc. launches Node.x AI Edge Processor for drone threat detection. SafePro Group Inc. has unveiled the Node.x AI Edge Processor for drone threat detection. The miniaturized AI-powered processor analyzes drone footage in real time for military missions. Utilizing patented SpotD technology, The system can detect threats like landmines, UXO, and drones without connectivity. SAFE Pro Group plans to scale production to meet defense demand, with upcoming U.S. Army exercises scheduled through Q2 Defense 2026.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.